Mulkraj Anand as a realist. Dr. Mulkraj Anand, the champion of the underdog, exposes social hypocrisy and taboos, class exploitation, and exposes class exploitation and class struggle, social and economic injustice, and the inhuman atrocities of the erstwhile British rule in his novels. He learnt the technique of realistic portrayal from eminent masters of Indian fiction like Tagore, Bankim Chandra, Prem Chand and Sharat Chand, and European novelist like Chekhov, Flaubert and Tolstoy. He is a minute observer of life, society and human character, and does not leave even the ugliest and most unpalpable situations aside. Everything, latrines, dust, squalor, beggars, poverty, disease and prostitution is beautifully described in his works. He sees both the seamy and ugly sides of life minutely and portrays them realistically. The background of his novels is realistic. His novels are based on his own experience and observations of the lives of the outcasts and peasants and soldiers and working people. Of course, I am of my time and the atmosphere of the 30s, writes Dr. Anand, with its hangover from Rises influenced me strongly. But contrary to superficial allegations, there was not much self-conscious proletarianism in my attitude, as there was in many of the middle-class writers of Western Europe, simply for the reason that I was son of a coppersmith turned soldier and of a peasant mother, and could have written of the lives I knew most intimately. Dr. Anand questions the authority of all institutions, temples, laws, religion, moneylender, zamindars, and the erstwhile British rulers. Institutions and authority are the instruments of exploitation and injustice. Class distinctions between the rich and the poor, between the tea planters and the indentured laborers, between high caste Hindus and the dregs of humanity known as untouchables, hamper the free development of individuals and result in numerous social evils. All these social institutions and distinctions are abominable to him, and he expresses his righteous anger at them. The grim spectacles of social injustice, usually depicted in his novels, are the reflections of real happenings the novelist saw in his early life. He presents simple and noble human beings immersed in the net of poverty or injustice. They struggle to come out of it, but they are helpless to shake off the coils of social evil. There is no villain in his novels. Authority and social evils have assumed the role that fate or destiny had in ancient Greek tragedy, or the villain had in Shakespearean tragedy. Dr. Anand is the unflinching champion of equality, justice and fair play. The village money lenders, priests, tea planters and caste Hindus who recklessly oppress the bottom dog have to bear the lash of Dr. Anand's satire. Dr. Anand does not write about bejeweled Maharajas and their countless court mistresses, but about the short and simple annals of the sons of the soil. He treats the peasant, the sweeper, the city drudge, the sepoy, and the plantation laborer, the anguished and hungry, the superstitions and the self-divided, with sympathy and respect due to them as human beings. All these heroes, as the other men and women who had emerged in many novels and short stories, were dear to me because they were the reflections of the real people I had known during my childhood and youth. Mulkraj Anand, Preface to Two Leaves and a Bud. Dr. Anand's novels depict some outstanding social problems. His first novel, Untouchable, exposes the inhuman and unjust authority of caste Hindus over the untouchables. E. M. Forster writes that it describes a day in a sweeper's life with every realistic circumstance. I find it indescribably clean and hesitate for words in which this can be conveyed. Avoiding rhetoric and circumlocution, it has gone straight to the heart of its subject and purified it. None of us are pure, we shouldn't be alive if we were. But to the straightforward, all things can become pure, and it is to the directness of his attack that the very act of excreting is ritually unclean and physically unpleasant, and that those who carry them away or otherwise help to dispose of them are outcast from society. Really, it takes the human mind to evolve anything so devilish. No animal could have hit on it. As one of Mr. Anand's characters says, they think we are dirt because we clean their dirt. Whereas The Untouchable describes realistically the life of an untouchable, the coolie takes up realistically the life of a coolie, of Munno, a peasant boy who leaves his home in the hills and becomes a domestic servant. He passes through many vicissitudes, vicissitudes, in his life. He works as a coolie in the vegetable market and then is employed in a mill where he has to tolerate the inhuman and harsh behavior of Jimmy, the foreman, and at last works as an Anglo-Indian lady's rickshaw puller in Shimla and dies of tuberculosis. In this novel, too, Dr. Anand brings into focus the class conflict between the rich and the poor. The edifice of the opulence and magnificence of the rich is based on graft, robbery, theft, and exploitation of the poor whom nobody respects. This is indeed a realistic compulsion. Two Leaves and a Bud deals with the problem of indentured labor. It depicts realistically the miserable and sorrowful conditions of laborers in tea gardens. They are not only the bond slaves, but the honor and chastity of their wives and daughters is also at stake. The portraiture of the life of the people in tea gardens is also a direct outcome of Anand's close experience with the life of tea gardens and planters. he himself states, "And yet I feel that this book had to be written, because what I had to say, because what I had to say in it was deep in me from the days when I lived for a while in a plantation in Assam and visited Ceylon and saw the inhumanity and barbarism prevalent there, with the consequent dehumanization of the colonials involved in the process." Dr. Anand's famous trio, The Village Across the Black Waters, The Sword and the Sickle, described the days of his youth. It deals with the life of Lal Singh, a sensitive village boy. The village highlights the problem of the landlord's inhumanity and injustice and the poverty of Sikh family. Lal Singh, Lalu, is falsely indicted by the landlord, and leaving his parents in debt, he runs away and joins the army. Across the Black Waters is written about an Indian regiment in the wake of the First World War. The life of soldiers, their humorous conversation, their hard work and death is realistically portrayed. The Sword and the Sickle presents the contrast between the life of soldiers and the peasants. The war is over and Lalu comes to India and wants to cash in the gains of his army life. He is not given the promised gift of land. His family has been economically disrupted. He becomes a revolutionary. The Big Hurt depicts the conflict between the machine and a small community of coppersmiths, the Thatrias, Thatiars, who are deprived of their livelihood because of a machine. Seven Summers and Morning Face are two autobiographical novels which beautifully describe the reminiscence of the novelist's life. Private Life of an Indian Prince depicts with realism the licentiousness, moral turpitude, seditions and display of pomp and show in the erstwhile princely states of India. The novel ends with the integration of Shyampur state with the Indian Union. Sardar Patel, a doyen of India's freedom struggle and politics, whose unflinching efforts brought about the integration of the princely states with India, is vividly portrayed. Thus, the novels of Dr. Anand depict domestic, economic, social, and political realities of the India of 1930s. He has rightly been hailed as the first writer to have dispelled the myth built between the Indian character, the myth about contentment in the midst of poverty, mystical silence, spiritual attainment, etc. In his novels, the Indian people have been clearly and intimately described with unflinching realism and deep understanding, and the exploiters, whether imperialist or feudalist, exposed with uncompromising truthfulness, says Saroj Kovarzi. Mulkraj Anand as a realistic is over.